ultimately to end all wars. Only thanks to our heroes, bloodshed of global proportions was prevented. Phileas Fogg brought down the Albatross airship over Washington, but Roebuhr's body was nowhere to be found later in the wreckage. Had he escaped? Or was his body burned beyond recognition? Who could say? At this point, several quiet months have passed since the dramatic events of Washington. We meet our heroes, Phileas, Alder and Passepartout, on the other side of the world, in India, and more precisely, in Calcutta, where they are staying at the invitation of Mr. Banks. The successful engineer belongs to the same gentleman's club that Phileas Fogg frequents.
Yes, old Sir George and his friends. They made faces. It was delicious. They should have been captured as a photograph. It was just great.
Well, the gentleman bet on the wrong horse.
More likely the wrong man, sir.
And they lost a nice chunk of money. How many pounds sterling do you say it was?
20,000.
Served them right, if you ask me. After all, as long-time members of our club, the gentlemen should have known better. The fact is, Mrs. Fogg, that no one in their right mind should bet against your esteemed husband. I mean, it's a sort of unwritten law all over London.